This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Chadwick. In Virginia, Senator George Allen has conceded defeat in the race to retain his seat.
Today, I've called and congratulated Jim Webb and his team for their victory. They had the prevailing wins.
Senator Allen lost a bitterly fought race to his Democratic challenger, Jim Webb, lost by just a few thousand votes. Mr. Webb's victory means that the Democratic Party will now control both the Senate and the House. Joining us is Slate chief political correspondent John Dickerson, back after such noble work yesterday. John, thank you. Welcome back to the program. And Republican Senator Conrad Burns of Montana also conceded today to his Democratic opponent. How surprised are you that the Democrats managed to pull this off? I don't think so many people saw this coming.
You know, the pundits were searching for one bad cliche after another before this result to say, to characterize how difficult it would be. Was it an inside straight? Was it running the table? It was an extraordinary political achievement to win that many races and defeat that many incumbents in the political system we have today, and also to beat back the vaunted Republican turnout machine. It was an incredible thing that these Democrats did. Now the question is whether they did it based on what was going on in those individual races. Was it the Iraq War, or was it a general disappointment and dislike of President Bush?
You know, Jim Webb was one of several Democrats who ran against the conduct of the war specifically. What does he say about Iraq policy? What are we going to do in Iraq now with the Democrats in charge of Congress?
Well, this is the big question, is now the Democrats have caught the truck, to bring another cliche on board, and now they have to figure out exactly what their policy is on Iraq. And they are now dealing with real policy decisions. They may, depending on when the hearings are scheduled, have to deal with running the hearings to confirm a new Secretary of Defense. And they are now going to have to make decisions about timetables and exactly what they mean by timetables. And in doing all of this, they're going to have to deal with President Bush, who has certainly extended a hand. But we get the sense here in Washington that all this talk of bipartisanship is going to slip away relatively quickly.
You know, they're going to have to do it with a different kind of Democratic Party, I think, too, because Jim Webb and Senator Tester as well in Montana, these are not your typical Democrats, are they?
The Democrats who won are more conservative Democrats. They came into office with a different kind of pitch, and now it's up to Democratic leaders in the House and Senate to figure out how to corral those different viewpoints. And that's always a tricky thing to do in the Senate. And in the House, you have these different coalitions, and the conservative Democrats can claim that they were the ones who really delivered the big victory. And that'll be a very tricky task for Speaker Pelosi.
People thought George Allen was going to win this Senate seat and then run for president in 2008. Does he have a political future?
George Allen may have a political future if he becomes the conservative standard bearer. Conservatives are very upset with both their representatives in Congress and also with the president, and they're looking for someone to talk about conservative values, and perhaps George Allen might be the man to do it now.
John Dickerson, chief political correspondent for the online magazine Slate. John, thank you.
Thank you.